Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1984. The topic is mindset, and the title is Do Better Before Doing More. Often when clients are struggling and they want to see better results, they'll typically ask me what more they can do. And in 99.9999999% of the cases, they don't need more. They just need to be doing better. An example of this is they might miss one or two workouts a week and they wonder what more they can do. They might miss their calorie targets 3-4 days a week, but they wonder what more they can do. They might be missing their protein targets 3-4 days a week, but they wonder what more they can do. They don't need more at sub-productive levels. They need the current work at productive levels. So I want to give an example, and then we'll kind of expand on that a little bit more. So one client, they're struggling to have their weight change. They haven't really been able to make progress for several months. And from the get-go, the challenge has been that their nutrition hasn't been consistent. They eat different food every single day, different amounts. It's just kind of scattered. It's all over the place. They train 4 or 5 days a week. Other than that, they're relatively active. They're on their feet for a good portion of the day. But their weight just doesn't seem to be changing. It doesn't seem to be moving for months and months and months and months. They ask if they should add an extra workout. They ask if they should do extra cardio. They might ask if they need to have certain food restrictions. Do I need to avoid carbohydrates? Do I need to avoid fats? Why is my weight not changing? From the first month till now, the answer has been the exact same thing. It's just there hasn't been enough consistency in our nutrition for us to see any progress. They're overweight. They have too much fat for what they would like because their caloric intake is inconsistent. Their output is pretty high. They're actually very active. They exercise regularly. They do a great job, actually, with fitting their training into a very demanding schedule. They're pretty active on the feet all day. They actually do a really great job with exercise and activity. The downside is that means they're consistent with caloric output. But since their food isn't consistent, they're not consistent with caloric intake. So what's happening is there are many moments that their body is operating and putting out calories without enough calories coming in. So the body is saying, wow, I'm spending a lot of calories, but I have an inconsistent intake of calories. I really need to protect myself and make sure I keep a lot of available calories around. We talk about calorie balance as money quite often. If I have $1,000 in my savings and I'm constantly pressured, every once in a while I get a little overextended on a bill here, get a little overextended on a bill there, I go out on an extra expense when I kind of shouldn't have, and I spend $999. That $1,000 is really important because I'm spending all of it, right? Maybe the next month I'm better with my money and I only spend $600. Oh, okay, well I have $400 there. Should I just go spend that? No, you gotta keep that. Because what happens if you have another bad month that was $999? You gotta keep the cushion in the bank account for the bad days, the bad months. The body does the same thing with body fat. Body fat is stored calories. It's stored energy. It's the energy and calories the body needs to your organs, to fuel your organs, to keep you alive. Your body is actually working, usually against you, to keep you alive. The body is keeping you alive, and you're doing things that are actually counterproductive to that, surprisingly. But that's actually quite common, is people output energy more than they take it in, or they're inconsistent with when they take it in. So the body says, you know, I can't just give up all this body fat. I can't be living lean because I don't know when I'm going to get the calories I need. Therefore, I have to keep the calories I think I may need. And I'm probably going to keep a little extra just in case. So since her calorie intake is so inconsistent, the body is not willing to let go of body fat. It's also not willing to allocate calories towards building new muscle tissue or new strength. So her training is very plateaued. We haven't really been able to go anywhere in bench press. We haven't really increased our squat or deadlift strength. We've improved technique, which has allowed us to increase the weight we're using. But that doesn't mean we have actually increased strength. The capacity of strength hasn't really moved anywhere because the nutrition hasn't been getting any better. Her weight hasn't really moved anywhere because the nutrition hasn't been getting any better. So recently, we talked about, I mean, we've given tons of meal examples. I'm looking at, I think, 20-some examples here of different meals, combinations that could be good options. We've talked about meal structures and schedules. How do we balance around a busy schedule? We said, you know, hey, at 7 a.m. breakfast, try to have around 600 calories or 30 grams of protein. At lunch, at 2 p.m., which usually works well for her schedule, have 400 calories with 20 grams of protein, because then she eats a quick dinner right after that. But she hasn't had breakfast since 7, so we do want to have something in. But then at dinner, it can be more variable because it's often with the family. But again, we would aim for around 600 calories with 30 grams of protein. And then on training days, she has a pre-workout options of 300 calories with 20 grams of protein. So in general, she's eating somewhere between 1500 and 1900 calories a day with around 130 to 160 grams of protein. And daily sugars are kept under 60 grams. The timing of everything is distributed pretty well throughout the day. It is clearly, definitely in the parameters that would make progress. Absolutely. But why aren't we making progress? Why isn't she seeing the results faster? Well, if we look over the last 7 days, only 3 of the last 7 days did we hit all of our targets. 2 of the days we were over on calories. 2 of the days we were under on protein. So we only had 3 successful within target days out of 7. That's just not going to do it. I looked through her meal selection and breakfast. We had 5 different breakfasts in 7 days. It is hard to be consistent when you're eating 5 different breakfasts across a week. She had 7 different lunches in 7 days, so no consistency there, and 6 different dinners in 7 days. It is really hard. It's not even like a her problem. Anyone, literally anyone, would have trouble keeping consistency in their values, in their calories, their protein, their sugars, if they're having that many different meals all of the time. It's just too much, especially when somebody's new. When they're kind of new to the world of controlling nutrition, new to the world of trying to hit these macros and targets and stuff, we have to have some consistency. Whether we did consistency with counting calories and protein, or we did consistency with points, or we did consistency with, hey, here are 3 healthy meals and these are the only meals you can eat. We just need some consistency. That's why the majority of diets do work, is because they actually create consistency. And it's that consistency that drives progress. Not always what actually they're eating. It's just the fact that they're actually consistent with what they're eating. And that is what makes progress. So I talked about this in podcast 1974. It was a nutrition podcast titled, "Why Are There So Many Diet Strategies That All Claim to Work?" The surprising thing is there are dozens and dozens and dozens of diets that work. If you can sustain the habits, if you can sustain the parameters of the diet, there are dozens of diets that work. So the reason why hers isn't working isn't how the diet is structured. It's that we're not even following a structure. So I wrote to her that the struggle to be consistent with daily targets is going to be harder when your meals are so varied. I'd suggest following the meal timing pattern and individual meal targets that I listed in the previous entry. which I've copied and pasted at the top of our document that we use for communication. Select two or three options from the meals that we've previously discussed for pre-workout, breakfast, and lunch. Be consistent with those. Then allow dinner to be more variable. And that's normal when you have this situation where she's usually eating breakfast by herself, lunch by herself, pre-workout by herself, but dinner is with family. So if you want to have multiple people eating a meal, there's got to be a little more flexibility, a little more leeway with that meal. But if we're nailing and doing great with pre-workout, breakfast, and lunch, that's already such a consistent known entity that then really all she's managing are the numbers and parameters of one meal a day. If she's choosing from known options that work great, from pre-workout, breakfast, and lunch, she doesn't have to calculate those meals. You just eat one of the options that we already know is good. It's already calculated for her. I already listed it. Then the only thing she has to really do every day is just track dinner. That's it. Just say, hey, you know, of the food that I'm eating right now, what gets me around 600 calories and 30 grams of protein? And actually, the window is quite large. It could be 600 to 900 calories, and she'd be fine with at least 30 grams of protein. So she only has to manage one meal a day if we were to actually follow the consistency patterns for the pre-workout, the breakfast, and the lunch for the other meals of the day. I said this will give you more consistency so you can make progress not only in weight loss and fat loss, but also in building strength and building muscle. So number one, follow the schedule above. Number two, choose two or three of the options discussed previously for pre-workout, breakfast, and lunch. And number three, dinner can be variable, but make sure you consume what you need to hit your daily targets. This is overwhelmingly the issue for most people. They're inconsistent with what they currently should be doing. But instead of addressing that, they want to add more. They want to add more cardio, more food restrictions, more stuff, just more crap to have to manage. But they're not even managing the stuff they're supposed to be managing well. There's no way in the world they're going to manage the new thing well. This is overwhelmingly common. So I hope my client doesn't feel bad. I want them to feel what they need to feel to get motivated and get moving. I don't want them to feel bad. But I don't know what the feeling is that I want. I want them to be happy. But they're only going to get happy if they actually take the steps. We've talked about the consistency of just buying in the grocery store a week's worth of food. And just knowing, like, you already know the options. It's already listed. The options for pre-workout, breakfast, lunch. We already know what they are. Just buy those things, eat those things, and then have the variability in dinner. You'll make progress. You'll feel amazing. All of your time and effort and stress and struggle that you're putting into your training, that you're putting into the percentage of nutrition that you're getting right, which is good, all of that is being wasted right now. Ah! I can't imagine doing 70% of the work and getting nothing from it. That would be frustrating as hell. Don't do 70% and get nothing. If you're going to get nothing, do nothing. If you're going to do something, get something. Get something. I really, really, really encourage people. If you're struggling and you want better results, don't do more. Do better. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to get more right now than you've been getting right. So for that client, if they only got 3 days that were good last week, let's try four this week. If you get four, let's try five. How many do we need? I would encourage people to at least get to 5 out of 7 days right. My best progressing clients will get about 6 out of 7 days right on average. Some weeks they might have a crappy week and they'll get 2 bad days, but then they have a great week and they hit all 7. But on average, they're getting 6 out of 7 days right. People that can still make progress will make about 5 out of 7 right. But if you're under 5 out of 7, you're just not going to make progress. You're not going to see anything. You're going to get frustrated, overwhelmed. You're going to then wonder, what more could I be doing? But the answer isn't more. Don't do more. Do Control what you should be controlling now before you add to the chaos and try to control more. If you can't herd 3 or 4 cats, don't add a 5th or a 6th. That's the idea here. Think of it as herding cats. Start with 1 cat. If you're going to herd cats, I would practice with 1 cat first before I throw more cats in the mix, right? So that's what we're looking for. Let's herd the fewest cats possible. That's the goal. Okay. Hopefully this was helpful. Hopefully it gave you some ideas, some thoughts. Hopefully it prompted you to look at what you're currently supposed to be doing, maximizing that before you try to overwhelm yourself with adding more. If you need anything, if you have any questions, shoot me a message. You can go to our website, www.brutalirongym.com. From the bottom of the website, here's a contact form. You can always send me any questions you have from there. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider supporting the podcast, which you can do on our website. And then from there, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.